This week at the Aldershot Garrison Sports Centre, we're here with the Army Table Tennis Squad and other people that are just being introduced into the sport of table tennis. The week consists very much of 2 days of training, where we have coaching from myself as the Army team coach and a former England international, Alison Brough, who comes down and does coaching with us. And then on Wednesday and Thursday of this week, we have the actual Army Table Tennis Championships themselves.
So how many have actually got participating in this training week?
We have had 36 players yesterday and today. That's gone up. We've got over 40 players with us today, which is a really good turnout. We're very happy with that.
So how popular then is Army Table Tennis?
Army Table Tennis is certainly on the up, especially over the sort of last 2 or 3 years. We've had a couple of people in key positions in the committee, like a new chairperson and secretary, who have really pushed the media side and encouraged participation, which we have to sort of cascade down through unit level in the hope that new units will pick up and engage with our sport.
Now, you mentioned you've got a competition end of this week, which we'll talk about in just a second, but what type of competitions get involved with throughout the year?
Throughout the year on the Army side, we're very reliant on a lot of our Army squad players being in civilian clubs so as they can keep that high standard up, because we obviously have the yearly clash of the inter-services with the RAF and Navy, and so we're obviously keen to fly our flag strongly at those. So we strongly encourage our Army squad players to be in civilian clubs. They need to be playing at that sort of routine level.
So let's talk more about then this competition you've got ongoing this week. Tell us more about it.
The format for that, Richard, will be very much starting in round robin groups, which maximises table time and gives all those, especially the newcomers, lots of games so that they feel as though they've really had their more than fair share of what we're playing table tennis, and we can see the development even in that time. We move from those sort of round robin groups over the 2 days into a knockout phase, where I'd expect to see the Army team members move through in the main event, and then we have a consolation knockout event for those that have been in the lower echelons of the round robin groups. So again, it keeps the momentum going and the participation maximised.
Now, if anyone's interested in finding out more about Army table tennis and they're in the Aldershot area, they could come down and have a look and speak to you guys themselves. If they can't, how can they get more details?
As you say, they're very welcome to pop down anytime this week. We'll be here until certainly well into Thursday afternoon. Outside of that time opportunity, the Army Sports Control Board has the information and contact details of the committee members on the Army Table Tennis Association set up, and contacting can be made there via email, and also links into other information through the Army Sports Control Board website.
One of the players that are participating this week in the training camp, and then obviously the competition later this week, is Sergeant Pete Ozu of 9 Richmond RLC. Pete, tell us, how beneficial do you find this kind of training week?
I believe this week has been very challenging, as we got the first 2 days for the training session, which we got a professional coach from the England to come and give us a bit of tuition, a bit of coaching, a bit of training, leg movement, hands movement, toe spin, which I believe it's very good for the guys who has been here for the first time, who has not been playing before, so they can see the level of style that we need them to get to. So that's very good that at least we have got that 2 days training to build up before we start the actual competition.
Now, you've actually brought quite a lot of your regiment along that never participated in Army table tennis before. Now, how are they getting on?
First of all, I just want to say a big thank you to my chain of command from 9 Regiment RSC, the CO, which is Lieutenant Colonel Simmons, selected Colonel, and also my OC Major Brooks, 90 Squadron, and also my welfare officer Captain Francis, and all the welfare team for fully supporting me. I believe, look at the number of people who have come here, 9 Regiment people. I've got 18 people from 9 Regiment to come and participate. Some of them were beginners, some of them were in a different level, but when they came here, they can see that they have really, really enjoyed. So I do believe that the regiment will give us more support so that we can have more people to come and see what this sport is about.
Now, you're one of the top Army table tennis players. You're having a good season and you're off to the World Masters soon.
Yeah, I've been selected for the World Masters, which is happening in April. We are going to New Zealand from 17th to 2nd of May. So what I've been doing is I've been training with the national team in Bristol Academy. So that's how I've been giving myself much time to build myself before I go for the World Masters. And also, I've got local league that I do go for training just to improve my pace of speed that I train.
Just shows there's many opportunities you get involved with Army table tennis where you can take it, the sport, to at a personal level. So what would you say to anyone that's never picked up a racket before? What would you say to them to encourage them to take up the sport?
I would say that table tennis is one of the Olympic events and it's played at a very fast pace. So all that you need is get a local team, get yourself together in a squadron, in a squad, and start giving yourself a time to you know, train or get a table tennis table in your local area and start playing a bit of table tennis, because this game can be very challenging. People think that it's just ping pong, but it's not the word ping pong, but they are more into that game. So all that you need is get a racket and then get a table and then get somebody who will be able to give you a direction as to how to play, or, you know, contact any of the army team. We are on Facebook, we are on so many social media, which we can be in a good position to assist people who are in need.